This Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, is also the very first normal Shabbos of the year, because thus far all the Shabbosos that we've had since the month of Tishrei were all against the backdrop of trying to build up this year, because you know the final seal was on Hoshana Rabbah, right? So it was always a theme of getting sealed for a good year, and now this is like the first Shabbos ever after the seal season is over, and as the Hashgacha would have it, the first normal Shabbos year, also we start the Torah fresh, Parshas Bereishis. So no better time than the present to contemplate the concept of Shabbos. It's the first regular Shabbos of the year, and indeed the concept of Shabbos is spoken about very prominently in our parsha, that it's something that was meant to be since creation itself, that even before there was a Jewish people to command Torah and mitzvahs to, God already at the time of creation created Shabbos. It's the seventh day, and creation culminates at the end of Rishon with the creating of Shabbos. So first and foremost, since Shabbos is part of creation, and it's the festival to celebrate that God rested from creation, you would have thought it should be like the universal holiday that all mankind and even all animals that belong to all men, right? Not just Jews, right? That all creation should observe Shabbos, because it's part of creation. And it's the great festivity in honor of the completion of creation. So that pertains to all that exists equally. Why is it that Shabbos is special only for the Jewish people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Gemara says in Shabbos, I have a very special treasure in my treasure house. I'm going to give it to the Jewish people that I love. And the halacha is, Goy sheshov haschay, if a goy wants to keep Shabbos, so he deserves death, he's trespassing on the goyim, it says, lo yishboso, it says in Parshas Noach, they should never rest, they should never cease. So, but why is it that way? If it's part of creation itself, so why is it special for the Jewish people? That's our first question. Our second question is that, Shabbos was the day that God rested, as it were, he finished. He finished on the seventh day, and in the words of how it's worded in Sefer Shmos, Vayonach Bayom Hashvi, God rested on the seventh day. Well, he didn't rest on the seventh day per se. He's, as it were, for lack of a better way of, for lack of a better term, he's been resting ever since, right? He created the world in 6 days. And ever since then, he's just maintaining the world, and he has to maintain the world on Shabbos also. So, as it were, having rested from creating the world, it wasn't just special on Shabbos. He's been doing it ever since. So what's special about Shabbos? It's called the day that he rested from creation. He's been resting ever since. It's not like he went back to creating after Shabbos was over. It's been the same ever since. So what's special about Shabbos? Another question is that if Shabbos is the holiday of creation, like we assumed at the beginning of this drasha, and we said that for that reason it should be a universal holiday. If it's a festival of celebrating creation, so Shabbos should either be on Sunday when God started it, it's the anniversary of starting creation, or on Friday when God finished it. Shabbos is when God did nothing. So if it's about celebrating existence, so either make it Sunday, which is the anniversary of starting existence, or Friday, which is when God finished. So now, as we look at the Psukim, when God creates Shabbos in this week's parasha, so it says, Vayechalokim bayom hashvi, God finished on the seventh day, Vayishbos v'yoshi, and he rested on the seventh day. So as is well known, the Gemara says that this is one of the places, one of the 13 places that Chazal had to change this when they translated the Torah for Talmi HaMelech, so it shouldn't be a contradiction, right? So they changed that God finished on the sixth day and he rested on the seventh day. Otherwise, it's a contradiction. Okay. So Because if he finished on the seventh day, he didn't rest on the seventh day. So he changed it. For Tal Mi HaMelech, he finished on the sixth, he rested on the seventh. So now, what is it, that Tal Mi HaMelech, couldn't understand, that we do understand, that for us it's not a contradiction. And we're comfortable with the idea that it says God finished on the seventh day, and yet he rested on the seventh day. So Rashi brings some of, what Chazal say, which will deal with two of the three possibilities that there are in Chazal. Right, that one lashon in Chazal is that, he really finished on the sixth day, but it looked like the seventh day because he was busy up to the nanosecond. God kept on creating things and creating things, great things, till the very half instant that Shabbos comes in. In a way that man could never, ever be so exacting, even with an atomic clock. You can never be so, because God, to the nanosecond, to the exact, micro nanosecond, that at that very next instant would be Shabbos. He was busy up, so it looked like he fit, to a human perspective, it looked like he finished on Shabbos, but actually he had finished just as Shabbos came in a way that would look to us as if he finished on Shabbos. That's one Lashon Chazal. Another Lashon Chazal is that my olam chaser menucha ba Shabbos ba menucha. What the world was missing still? It was missing the concept of rest. Came Shabbos, came rest. So Shabbos, it's a day of rest, but it's a day of creating rest. Right? So now, both these Lashons and Chazal need understanding. First of all, if God actually finished on Friday, so let the Torah say finished on Friday, so what difference does it make that, because he was busy up to the nanosecond that Shabbos came in, so it was so close to Shabbos, it was called they finished on Shabbos, so what's the message in that? In essence, you're saying he finished while it was still Friday. He finished on the last micro nanosecond of Friday. So why are you saying he finished on Shabbos? He actually finished on Friday. The other Lashon Chazal is equally hard to understand. You say, what was the world missing? The world's missing rest. What are you missing rest? Don't work, you'll be resting. Goof off, you'll be resting. You don't have to create rest. Right? And you have to wonder, however we're going to explain these two Lashons of Chazal, you have to wonder why they couldn't explain it to Tal Mi HaMelech, that a goy just can't understand this for some essential reason, that for him they had to translate the Torah differently than the way it's written. Okay. But the truth of the matter is like this, right? To understand the depth of it, is that, creation, all the three dimensions of creation, let alone that there are also higher dimensions of creation looks infinite. Right, and indeed, many scientists think that the universe is infinite. They don't believe it has an end, be it an end in space, be it an end in time, right? That until very recently, most scientists believed, until the Big Bang, which is relatively recently in history, scientists thought that the world matter was just always there. It was just always there, right? There may have been a God that created matter, but God was always there, and the matter he created was always there. But it didn't have a beginning, neither in time, nor does it have an edge in space. And the truth is, there's no reason why any of the six edges of the world, there in three dimensions, there are six edges. The edge of on top, the edge of on bottom, the edge of right, the edge of left, right, the edge of in and out, of the six edges. Right, you could continue those edges in each direction infinitely. Right? There's no physical reason, to assume that there's an end to the universe, be it in space, be it in time. Each of the six edges of the three dimensions could be continued and continued and continued. There is no real end in sight. Now, having no end in sight, you have to understand, what the implications and ramifications of that are. There's no such thing as being finished, because you could always do more. Now, you have to ask yourself, finished? What do you mean finished? you could always do more. Right? You could always find something more to do. Can you, in essence, be finished? Or are you just goofing off and you're just not doing more work that can be done? See, if you finished a particular project, but you can move on and do other things. Right? Is there such a thing as really being finished? Is there such a thing as a goal? Right? A goal means that this is where I got to get to. Well, if the universe, if reality just keeps on going and going and going, there's no such thing as an absolute goal. There's just like many, you know, little mini goals that for today I'll get here and put up, but I'm not really at like the ultimate resting place. Like, this is where I have to get to, and once I get there, I'm where I'm meant to be, and I don't have to go anywhere else after that. There's no such thing. If the world just keeps on going and going, so there's no absolute end point, goal point. So there's no such thing as being finished. There's no such thing as having a goal in the absolute sense. Maybe just like I'm hitting a milestone, but not a goal as in, oh, I'm really finished and I made it. I made it and there's nowhere to go from here. I'm just going to enjoy from here on in having made it, right? There's no such thing if the world just keeps on going, keeps on going. If the world just keeps on going, keeps on going, that means you're stuck in an infinite maze that you can't break out of. You just have more of the same, more of the same. If you're stuck in an infinite maze, you'll also lose sight of God Himself, right? Because you're just totally stuck in the maze of life, as people are. They forget about God as, you know, they're just so caught up with their survival and their careers, right, that God is forgotten about. And you forget that there's a creator to heaven and earth. Okay? So, Shabbos is actually the answer to all of this. And that, you know, the Maharal and the Talmidim of the Goyim point out that Shabbos is the seventh day, represents the center, right? So like there's, you know, six edges to the three dimensions. The seventh is the center. The center is where all the dimensions meet and yet stop. They stop there. Everything stops at the center. God created a center to the universe. That was the creation of Shabbos. God created a center to the universe. And a center performs two functions. First, you know, it's where all the sides meet. All sides meet at the center. All the sides meet, converge at the center. So center means that things will add up. And it's something very interesting to understand, right? That a certain residual benefit that all of existence has from Shabbos, right, that you know, could be tangibly felt, is the fact that things could add up, right? There could be like infinite resources, but you'll never be able to add them together to amass a fortune or to complete a project so you can move on to something else, right? The whole concept of being finished, which being finished means closing a circuit, that all the resources, you know, came together. All the resources came together and made a complete thing. Or whether money came together and there's something called amassing wealth. Though things should add up, right? That all comes from Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of Vayechulu, right? That's how it's expressed, as God finished. Vayechulu, the Sforim says, Miloshen Klal, that things come together and make a klal, a conglomerate, togetherness, a cult, a whole, right? So the Shabbos is the center that pulls things together. If not for Shabbos, even in regular, you know, physical reality, there would be no such thing as ever closing a circuit. And that's what Shabbos does. Shabbos causes that things should add up. And that's how we count our days. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Shay, it's the first day, it's the second day, it's the third day in Shabbos. I mean, Shabbos is like the soul of numbers, the soul of that allows everything to gather together. It's the first day because there's Shabbos. It's the second day because there's Shabbos. That everything should add up together to make Shabbos, which is the seventh. So Shabbos is what lays the whole precedent. The days should add themselves to each other, and resources should add themselves to each other, and to the point where you could have a vayechulu, you could have a closed circuit. And that's the function of a center, a point of unity where the circuit is closed. And that, like we said, has a certain residual benefit for all of mankind, even though Shabbos only belongs to the Jewish people, but there's a residual benefit for the entirety of creation. That things add up. Right? Not for Shabbos, there'd be no such thing as things adding up and circuits closing. Vayechulu. Right? But that's one aspect of center. Right? And there's another aspect of center, that's where all the edges end. And that's also Vayechulu, could also be Miloshin Tachlis. End point. Like we say, you know, like the word Tachlit. Tachlit means end point, like Kale. This word finishes. As we say in the Marav prayer of Shabbos, Tachlit Maaseh Shemayim. It is the end point of the creation of heaven and earth. You know, it all converges to that point. Right? Shabbos makes a point of center that everything comes to an end point, and because it all comes to this end point, it's possible to move on to something else, to a higher level. This circuit closed, right? This project is finished, right? And now I can go to something else. I can move to something higher. I can move to a higher plateau. I'm not stuck in the same infinite maze. I found the point to get out of the maze, right? This is where the maze ends, and I got out. All right, this is my goal point. That's called, I finished this, and now I can get out. And when the new week starts, I'm starting something totally new on a whole higher level. It's not more of the same. It's something totally different on a whole higher level because I got out of that maze. The maze of last week I'm out of. And that's how Shabbos Mein Olam Haba. It's like the end, you know, it's like the world, it's an aspect of the world to come that we finish this week, and Shabbos is like a day of getting beyond the week. We're in the point center because the week has ended. We're like in 24 hours in beyond the week, a Me'ein Olam Haba state, like we're in the next world. And then when the new week starts, call back, we went to a different maze that we're going to complete and then move on to another higher maze. It's a day of breaking out of the maze. And that's why on this day we could contemplate, hey, creation's not infinite. It has a beginning and it has an end, and it began with God and it ends with the whole universe going back to God. And we remember God on Shabbos. It's a day to recognize, not that there is existence, but that existence comes from God. And it's on this day we could break out of the maze and contemplate that existence comes from God. As our Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, like that day where the whole creation goes back to God, which is what we're going to be in the Olam Haba. Everything will go back to God. On Shabbos, we could break out of the maze and get back to God. Right? So this is the secret, that Shabbos is not about, you know, celebrating that creation is. It's the day to celebrate that creation has an end point that allows things to add up. It has an end point that means there's a goal to life. And that goal is to reach Olam Haba, and Shabbos is that God put the power of the goal within creation. That, you know, every Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, and it's called that this week is really, really finished, and I've reached the goal of the week, and on this day I'm enjoying the Olam Haba as it applies to this week of Olam Hazeh. This is the Olam Haba of this week of Olam Hazeh, and next week is going to be something totally new on a much higher level, and I'm constantly moving. I'm breaking out of the maze to the Olam Haba of that week of Olam Hazeh, the 6 days of Olam Hazeh. It is the Olam Haba of these 6 days. I break through, and I'm on this day, I'm really finished. It's not that I'm goofing off. I'm really finished. I'm out of the maze. There really isn't anything more to do. I've reached the goal. I've reached where I, in essence, belong. So this hopefully, I hope, you know, for our listeners, you know, should open up the depths of Shabbos and hopefully enhance your appreciation of Shabbos, that the goyim that don't have Torah cannot have Shabbos, right? And they couldn't explain to Talmi Amelch what, you know, the special gift of Shabbos is, because he doesn't have Shabbos. He's a goy, and he's stuck in the maze infinitely. And for a goy, the weekend is just a time to goof off and just to do nothing productive. But for us, Shabbos is a day where we close a circuit on the week, right? And we get beyond the rat race that we're in, during the 6 days. You know, we're beyond the maze that we run around during the 6 days. On Shabbos, we are in Olam Haba, the Olam Haba of that week. Right? The 6 days of Olam Hazeh. And this is the Olam Haba as it applies to that week. Right? And then that means when we come to the new week, we've started something on a whole different plateau. Right? So we reach a point of rest in essence. So this is what it means, that Shabbos was the creation of rest. That's to create an end point that you are in essence at rest, not coincidentally not doing anything productive, but there really isn't anything to do. There really isn't anything more to do. This week is finished. It's over. Right? Next week is just a whole different reality. Right? And now you're enjoying the Olam Haba of this week. Right? You're enjoying the schar, right? The reward and the benefits of everything you built up during the week. That's Shabbos. This closes the circuit on the week, right? The circuit is closed, right? And it causes things to add up. And it's you break out, you've reached the goal of the week, right? And after that, you're on something totally new. So Shabbos also is not to celebrate the creation. Is Shabbos is that to contemplate that creation comes from God, right? Because if reality would just expand and expand and expand, right, then you would forget about God, because you're stuck in an infinite maze, and you'd be, forget about God totally. Shabbos, we break out, and we can remember that creation comes from God, and creation will go back to God. That's what Shabbos is about. How breaking through creation to remember, hey, it comes from God. On Shabbos, we could break through. And he gave the power of the breakthrough to the Jewish people. He didn't give it to the Goyim. They're stuck in the maze infinitely. And their concept of a weekend is just a day to goof off. And when they get back to the new week, it's just more of the same. They just have a certain residual benefit from Shabbos because it's a part of creation that they could amass wealth and things could add up for them. But it's just, they just get the residual benefit of things adding up. They don't get the benefit of being, in essence, finished. And they climb from level to new level, from plateau to plateau. The essence of Shabbos they don't have. They don't have the essence of breaking through and breaking out, right? And breaking forward to higher and higher realities. You get out of this maze, you move on to something else. And in between, you enjoy reaching the Olam Haba as it pertained to those 6 days that preceded. They don't have any of that. And that's what's alluded to over there. That if it wasn't for Shabbos, then God would keep on creating. What it means is he was creating until the last nanosecond. That means that if it wasn't for Shabbos, God would never stop creating. Shabbos is what forces God to stop, as it were. So it means he created until the last nanosecond. If not for Shabbos, then God would have kept on creating and creating and creating. What forced God to be finished was Shabbos, as it were. So it means he was created until the absolute last nanosecond, right? That the whole concept of being finished should come from Shabbos. That if not for Shabbos, that's what it means. Vayichal v'yom hashvi, God finished on Shabbos. Because if not for Shabbos, there would be no such thing as being finished. God would just keep on creating. That's what it means. God kept on creating till the last nanosecond before Shabbos came in. That Shabbos should make it that God stopped. That if not for Shabbos, there would be no such thing as being finished. Right? And that's what it means. The world was missing rest. Kachal can be rest in essence. Right, not coincidental rest of goofing off, but to be in essence at rest. In essence at rest, that there's really nowhere to go from here. You're at the end, the absolute end point, an absolute end point, not a arbitrary end point that you're just taking time off. You've reached the absolute end point of this week. For this week, there's nowhere else to go. You are absolutely finished. Now just enjoy the fruits of your physical and spiritual labors of the last 6 days. This is the Olam Haba of this week. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is rest in essence, not the rest of goofing off, where there really, really is more work to be done. You're just not doing it. That's the Goyim's weekend, that there is more work to be done. They're just not doing it, right? But Klal Yisrael Shabbos is that we're in essence at rest. There really is nothing else to be done. And if you do something else, you're violating the Shabbos, because really there is nothing else to be done. Right? This is what's alluded to in this week's parsha. This is the creation of Shabbos. Right? And this is the special gift that God gave to the Jewish people only. They only get a certain residual benefit from Shabbos, that they could have the amassing of efforts to complete certain projects, but they're never in essence really, really done. Right? They can just have things add up, but the essence of Shabbos of really being done and really reaching an end point, that's God only gave the Jewish people, and that's why Shabbos is on Shabbos. Right? Right, your boss should help that, you know, we spoke a little bit longer this time, but if it was necessary, that it should help us, you know, to properly appreciate and celebrate our Shabbos throughout the year.